His Love Christian Fellowship is excited to share this podcast with you. We hope you enjoy this message.
And your love endures forever.
Okay, I'm just going to pray real quick. Lord, we just thank you for this evening. Lord, we thank you for the worship. Lord, for the awesome presence that you give us during the worship. Lord, for the awesome worship leaders and team that we have. And Lord, we just ask you to minister to us as we're in this place tonight, Lord. Don't let any of us leave here the same as when we came in here tonight, Lord. Help us to receive what you brought us to this place for. I just ask that, Lord, you would help everything that I have to come out clear and precise in Jesus' name. Okay. Have you ever went through a time where you feel like the Lord has given you scriptures here and there, and it's like when you sit down and spend quiet time with him, it's really good. And then you sit down and you're thinking, I've got to share something, or I've got something going on. I need to put all this together, and it doesn't seem to happen very well. I went through a week or so of that trying to figure out how to put it all together. And then the Lord spoke an awesome word to me when Chuck was here. When we split up and had prophesied over someone else, and I'll share about that in a minute, but that was an awesome thing. So what I want to share tonight is The Truth Sets You Free. That's the title of what I'm sharing tonight. The Truth Sets You Free. And I looked that up to see what the definition was, and I didn't like it in any of the Webster or any of that thing, any of those things. So I looked in the concordance, and the Strong's concordance, and it says that which agrees with final reality. I like that. Yeah, that's what truth is, that which agrees with final reality. So that's what I'm sharing on tonight. So the Lord just started showing me some things, and I want to start with Psalm 25:5. It says, lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long I put my hope in you. Psalms 43:3, send out your light and truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. Now, I had always just seen, I guess, one facet of truth. So what I'd always seen since the Lord saved me and drew me to him was truth is the word. So whatever you read in the word is the truth. So if you're asking, where I was at was, if I'm asking the Lord to lead me by truth, that means I'm going to press into his word. I'm going to see what it says. And that's the truth that's going to lead me. And the Lord put a whole nother spin on that for me. This is the revelation he gave to me I never had before. So what it amounted to was, it's like, you know, the multifaceted diamond that the Lord does with things. You see it one way for a while, and then next thing you know, it's completely different. So I'm going to go into that a little bit tonight with truth is what I'm going to do. And let's see. Figure out where I want to be. I'm going to share a lot of scriptures as I go through here, and then I'll try to tie it all together. Psalms 89:14. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Unfailing love and truth walk before you as attendants. Okay? I was trying to figure out what that was. I'd never seen that in scripture, and like everything, when the Lord shows you something, you start seeing it all over. But I'd never seen unfailing love and truth walk before you as attendants. I never seen that in there. So I started seeking the Lord, and I was like, what's this mean? What is this walking before me? What is this truth that's outside of the word? It was like a completely different part of truth. Psalms 119:160 says, the very essence of your words is truth. All your just regulations will stand forever. There you go again. That's what I started with when the Lord was showing me truth was just his truth, his sound regulations in the Word. So, I'm sorry. There we go. There's where I'm trying to be. I'm mixed up in my notes. I'm trying to skip back and forth. So, the Lord, as he gave me this revelation, I started reading these different scriptures out of Psalms and different ones, and I started trying to put together what he was trying to show me with following truth instead of just focusing on his word, the truth, okay? So the two I read you, the ones I read you are examples of the word truth. Then he showed me Psalms 43:3. Where I'm at, what I just read, where he sends that out and the truth guides me, okay? Now, the next thing he showed me was Psalms 89:14, where righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Unfailing love and truth walk before you as attendants. Then it goes on to... What are you trying to, I'm sorry, I'm mixing up a little bit here. Then I went on to, Lord, what are you trying to show me with this? So I just wrote down, just like everything in the Lord's kingdom, he's showing me another aspect of the truth. Yes, the word is truth, but how do I follow the truth? This is just what I wrote while I was talking with the Lord. I'm not talking about, do I follow his words in the Bible, okay? And I'm not... What I felt like that was in this instance was religion. Religion says you follow these truths, and that's where I was like trying to figure out the difference here. So how do I follow the truth? So as I dug into that, the Lord started showing me how you actually walk after truth. And one thing that meant something to me that I'd never seen before with this was Mark 10:15. I'm sorry, I'm going to skip around a lot. You don't have to go to every verse, but Mark 10:15 says, I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. And I never knew exactly what that was. I never understood. I mean, I know you got to be childlike, you know, you have to give up all your trying to figure things out, but there was more to it. And so what I felt like the Lord was saying to me with that was, it means follow the truth. A child follows what they believe. So if their child's parents tell them something, if their friend's the leader, then they follow. A child follows what they believe. So if you believe the word of the Lord, then you will follow it. Being a believer doesn't get you into the kingdom. This is what I felt like the Lord was speaking to me. Following his word gets you into the kingdom, which is the truth. The demons believe, but that will not get them into heaven. The devil believes, but it says he will be thrown into the pit. That means we better do more than just believe. We better follow. And that's what I felt like the Lord was showing me with that. As a child follows what they believe, that's what we're supposed to be, childlike in what the Lord's truth is, and follow that. Don't just read it and believe it. That's when we get caught up in religion. All religious people read and believe, but do they follow the word of the Lord? So I just thought that was an awesome revelation he was showing me in that scripture, and it felt like a little bitty piece to help me understand the following as a child. So what the next thing he brought me to was John 15:26 in the Amplified version. And let's see. Okay. I'm going to have to look that up on my phone. I didn't write them all out in here because I got to writing so much. It's like, and then when you can't read your writing, you know, that's not a good combination. Okay. John 15:26 in the Amplified version. But when the Helper, the Comforter, Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, that is the Spirit of truth, who comes from the Father, he will testify and bear witness of me. I had never seen that before. The Holy Spirit, I knew, came to give us direction, light, but I never seen that the Holy Spirit was the Spirit of truth that the Father sends to lead us. And I'd always known that we want to follow the Holy Spirit, follow His voice and what He's saying, but I'd never tied the two together, that the Holy Spirit is the one the Lord sent, and that is the truth that we're to follow, that matches up with the Word that the Lord's speaking to us when He's giving us direction and things. So it was like, wow, the Holy Spirit is being sent to us not only to speak to us, to give us direction, but to lead us in things. So let's see here. I put in there under that, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Because that's what the Lord does. He gives us truth and He sets us free, and He gives us the Holy Spirit to lead us in that truth. Okay. The next thing that I felt like the Lord showed me, that we've all read this scripture, and it's not, obviously it's not a new scripture. It's Matthew 8. 5 through 13. Okay. And what it's about is when Jesus went into Capernaum, or however you say that, the centurion came up to Him and he was begging Him for help. And he said, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed with intense and terrible tormenting pain." And Jesus said to him, "I will come and heal him." But the centurion replied to Him, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you come under my roof, but only say the word and my servant will be healed. For I also am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, He was amazed and said to those who were following Him, "I tell you truthfully, I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel. I say to you that many Gentiles will come from the east and the west and will sit down to feast at the table and enjoy God's promises with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven, because they accepted me as Savior. While the sons and heirs of the kingdom, the descendants of Abraham, will not recognize me as Messiah. They will be thrown out into the outer darkness, in that place which is the farthest removed from the kingdom. There will be weeping and grinding of teeth and distress and anger." Then Jesus said to the centurion, "Go, it will be done for you as you have believed." And the servant was restored to health at that very hour. Now, I was thinking that was a revelation that centurion had from the Lord of who Jesus was. He knew the basics of earth, how things worked, but he had to know the Lord to know Jesus was in charge to be able to speak a word and it be done, and he didn't even have to go anywhere to make it happen. It was like, to me, it was like, what a revelation of the Holy Spirit. That wasn't truth out of scripture he had read. That was revelation from the Holy Spirit that centurion had of who Jesus was and what he was capable of doing. And it was like, wow, talk about ahead of his time. That man was well ahead of his time in knowing who Jesus was. And that's one of the few times you see Jesus amazed at how someone reacted to him. And it's like, Lord, get us to that place that we have revelation beyond what our minds can comprehend and our eyes can see in your word. Because I feel like that's what he had. He had comprehension beyond that. And so I felt like the Lord was showing me that. Also, the Lord brought something back to my remembrance with all this. And it's like when he shows you a new little glimpse like this, you start having all kinds of things go through your mind. And it's like, well, yeah, Lord, what about this? I never thought of that. And I was just seeing all the places that he's actually gave me direction, and he's guided me with the Holy Spirit. And I didn't realize, I mean, I knew the Holy Spirit was from the Lord, but I didn't realize that was the truth of the Lord leading and guiding me in those things and directing me in the path. And one of the confirmations I had was back to the Word when Chuck was here. I had Tim Light from Joey's church was one of my partners one of those times, and his word for me was awesome, and I didn't understand it at first, and the Lord was showing me more when he was giving me this revelation. Was the word was Jesus was walking beside me on a path, like through the woods, and he said we were walking through the woods, and it was like a wooded path. I took it like wood on the ground that you're walking on, made for walking on, and there was a bright light leading in front of us. And he said all he seen was me walking, and Jesus was beside me, and there was a bright light illuminating the woods, and it would have been like at night, so the woods were dark, but there was a bright light illuminating our path, and then Jesus was walking right beside me, and I was like, wow. That's awesome. It doesn't really matter what the rest of it means because Jesus is walking right beside me. You know, it was cool. I thought that was an awesome word. And I got to seeking that. And when the Lord was giving me this, I'm like, that was the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was the light giving us direction, lighting up our path in front of us. And so it's like, Lord, I don't know what you're getting ready to help me walk through, but it's always scary when you get a word like that too. It's like, he's going to be there. He's going to give you light. Does that mean it's going to be hard or easy? I don't know. But anyway, I thought that was awesome that not only was Jesus walking beside me, but the Holy Spirit was lighting the way. And I felt like it was a word to our whole church body, because it doesn't matter what situation you're going through, where you're at. A lot of times we feel like, where's the Lord at? What's going on? Why can't I hear him? You know, that kind of thing. Why don't I know what to do? How am I supposed to handle this situation? And I felt like the word to us was that he's walking right beside us and the Holy Spirit's lighting our path. And so I thought that was real encouraging. Let's see. So what I felt like the Lord was telling me in that, as I was just asking him more about that, was the Lord is actually doing a work in each one of us, and he's wanting us to realize that the Holy Spirit is our truth in every situation. Because you can read the word and you can be like, yes, that's truth. Lord, help me to walk in that. And you can be in situations and you can know how you're supposed to handle them. And you're like, that's the Lord. He helped me. And then you can be in other situations and you don't feel like you have the answer to it. But the Holy Spirit's always there with us. And it's not a question of, is he trying to lead us? The question is, are we trying to hear him in those situations? And it's like, just relax. I had to laugh because I was brought back to a memory of a sporting event thing. And all the people were all stirred up. What it was fans of this team, okay? And the fans were all stirred up because they had lost more games than they wanted to at that point in the season. And the quarterback done a interview after the game, and he said, just relax, we're fine. And I felt like the Lord, don't ask me why my mind goes there, but I felt like the Lord was speaking that over me. It's like, just relax. All you have to do is seek me. Relax. I've got it in my hands. And so that was very encouraging. So actually, I'm going to go back to my notes now. I felt like the Lord is calling us to be in a place of knowing truth is not enough. He wants us to follow after it like a child. He wants us to follow after truth like a child. He wants us to walk with truth as a best friend. He wants us to speak truth as our main language, the same as love. And I felt like he said, when we speak one, we're speaking the other, because truth and love walk hand in hand. It's just like Jesus walking hand in hand with us. That's truth and love walk hand in hand. And they're trying to, the Lord's wanting us to walk hand in hand with his Holy Spirit, his Son, and carry that truth and love to all the people we come into contact with, and not worry about what we're supposed to do and how we're supposed to handle things and which direction we're supposed to go, because the reality is he's lighting up our path, he's holding our hand, and he's got what we need to get there anyway. So it was very encouraging word to me. And then I felt like he brought me back to he brought me back to what he had spoke to me 2.5 months ago. And what he said was, he said, recognize your abundance where you are right now. And what he was speaking to me is the abundance I had in my life. So what I done is I made a list of all the things that was, to me, abundance and blessing in my life. And I felt like he said that with this. He said, this is the same as the abundance, truth. Recognize truth in what you can see in your life right now and make a list of those truths. And so I went down through and I just put basic things. I mean, I'm blessed. I have an awesome wife. I have awesome kids. What are you giving me that look for? I have awesome kids and friends and family, health, a job. I mean, I'm blessed with all those things. And I list those out, and he said, praise me for those, because that's the truth. You're blessed with all those things. Praise me for those. And then he said, now, make a list of the negative things that come to your mind. And then this comes back in line with what Chuck and a lot of them have said before. He said, make a list of the negative things, then find a truth in the word that speaks a better word to that negative thing. And I'm like, that's right. That's what we need to do. And he says, so make your negative and put that scripture with it. Now begin to laugh at the negative. This is a hard one for me. I have a hard time laughing at the negative. He said, laugh at the negative list. Then speak the truth over that with the word, because that counters the negative that you have been hearing from the enemy. So not only are you laughing at it, you're speaking that truth, and it's countering that the enemy's been speaking to you. So I just made a list of a few, and what I done is I just wrote the scriptures under it, and now that's my assignment, is to try to say the negative and then go through all this, laugh about it, then go through all the scriptures and speak those. And it's shifting something. It will actually shift a mindset. And that's all it is. The enemy is, his only tactic is our minds, because he can't physically do anything unless we open the door for him to do it. So it's our minds getting us to line up with what he's saying. So I thought, Lord, that's awesome. You're wanting us to shift our mindsets so there's no more opening and no way for any of that to come to pass, because the enemy has no right. And so that was cool. And then the Lord brought me back to this book that I had read. And this is an awesome book. It's the one, is it Leif or Leif Hetland? The Supernatural Abundance. I don't know if everybody's read that or not, but it's an awesome book. And in the back, he shares something I want to share real quick. It says, living in the flow of supernatural abundance, God is able. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. How is it possible to stay in the flow of perpetual blessing and abundance? One thing I know is we do not serve a stingy God who only gives just enough to sustain us. That's probably a lie somebody may have on their list. What does the Bible say about him? He is the God of abundance. Ephesians 3:19, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. The word fullness is taken from the root word pleroma, which means a full measure, plenitude, that which has been totally completed in every way. The word is often used to describe a ship full of cargo and crew. Fullness emphasizes completion. Our God wants nothing missing in our lives. His desire is for us to be full in every way. When Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished." It doesn't matter where you are in life. Where you are going does not depend on where you are right now. You're on a journey, and all that is important is to know God's will for your life is fullness and completion in every aspect. And I thought that goes along with exactly what the Lord's trying to break out of that mental attack that we get a lot of times with our finances or business, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Those are the kind of things the Lord's wanting us to search out and put the truth next to that negative and begin to speak that. And as we do that, not only are we going to be lighter because we're taking the yoke that the enemy tried to put on us and we're giving it back to the Lord, we're going to be lighter, but we're also going to begin to see things shift. I felt like the Lord said, we're going to begin to see things shift that we never expected to see shift in the time frame that they're going to happen. So things that you may think is going to take years or in the past have taken years are going to begin to shift quickly because he's given us keys to begin to walk in the revelation freedom that he wants us to walk into with that. So that's what I had. If you guys you give me a pray for us. Okay, if you want to stand, I'll pray for us. Lord, I just thank you. Lord, I thank you that you are a faithful Father. Lord, that kept coming to me as I was spending time with you. I just kept hearing, I'm a faithful Father, and I just kept saying it. You are. You're a faithful Father. And Lord, that's what you are. Lord, you're always waiting to bless us with more. Lord, you're always waiting to give us revelation and direction. And Lord, it's like as excited as we are to move into new places, you're even more excited to grant us the direction and revelation we need to get there. And so, Lord, I'm asking that as a body, you would teach us how to shift into that place of following your truth and walking in that truth and not just believing the truth. And Lord, help us to be the body of Christ that you've called us to be, that Lord, we can walk that truth in love in all that we do. Lord, I think of Ron and his ministry as they go outside and meet the people in the streets. Lord, that's what they're doing. They're taking the love and they're taking the truth. And Lord, when you do that, Lord, we're just opening the doors for you to move. And Lord, we ask that for each and every one of us in this place, Lord, that we would begin to walk that truth, that, Lord, it would begin to shift things in our own lives, And Lord, as we go out, it would shift things in the lives around us, that people would want to know what's going on. Lord, that they would see a difference. That, Lord, we wouldn't have to try to explain the difference, but, Lord, it would be obvious. Lord, help us to be the people of light and truth that you've called us to be. And, Lord, just bless your people as they go about their week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to this message.